Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I probably just threw you off with the new theme song. Just kidding. It's not the new theme song. I am thrilled today because we are launching our amazing life course aligned for the second time. And if you were not on the first round or did not hear about it the first time, I would definitely go right now to becomealigned.com because Chris and I are offering, we have a totally free training there as well. But if you want to go and see what this course is all about, this is about no longer avoiding the painful things in your life or the tough conversations or not understanding how to move through things or believing that things are obstacles in your life. But this is truly turning your life into a classroom and really learning how to navigate rather than avoid. So these are the conversations that we have. And this is something that became so apparent to us. It's not that people don't know what they should do. It's that they don't know how to do it, or they don't know the next step, or they don't have the belief in themselves that they can, or they don't have the tribe in order to get to where they want to go. And so we created a safe space that is going to confront all of those things. And I know what you guys are thinking, I can't do another course, or how is this online course going to help me with this? I need something in person. So Chris and I decided that during the 9 weeks, we are doing live one-on-one group coaching. We did this the last time around. We went deep with everyone in the tribe every single week for 1 hour, really got to connect and confront all of the things that are coming up as you move through the module. So you do this on your own time, but if you want to get on the live group coaching calls, we work with you face to face. We literally all call each other out. It becomes this really tight-knit group of family who is moving through this together. We're declaring our goals, we're sharing our struggles, we're sharing where we're at, and we're releasing those stories so that we can learn how to navigate and move through them. I can't wait to do this with you. This is one of the most exciting things that Chris and I have ever done together. You get the male and the female perspective. And I think that some of the most fun is being able to see all of the different perspectives and really how to navigate different relationships, not just romantic relationships, but really seeing the two different perspectives in business, in family, in life. And he brings so much wisdom in business in the way that he was raised. And I'm bringing so much wisdom with my family, my business, spirituality, and how that is all run as well. So if you guys want to run through basically a wall with us, because I'm like so incredibly hyped up about this right now. If you want to really connect to your tribe, and if you're ready, if you feel it, if you're ready to up level, if you're looking for the people to do this with, if you're looking for the next step in your life, but you're really feeling like maybe you've been hitting your head against the wall for a while, you're doing the same stuff that's getting you the same result, it's time to switch it up. And this is the exact program for you to do it on. So go to becomealigned.com for full details. And you guys, we are starting next week. So let's do it together. Let's coach together. And I can't wait to elevate together. So that's exactly what this podcast is about today, because let me tell you, my life has become a classroom. So let's just dive into that for a second. I'm like literally on my own inside joke right now, laughing to myself, having a realization that I haven't let you in on the jokes yet. So even just this last weekend, I really want to share something. I'm not going to go into full detail on the story because I'm going to let it marinate a bit more. I need to like really pull all the lessons out of it and what it meant for me and what I'm going to use as my story from what happened from my experience this last weekend speaking at Thrive. And it was the most incredible event. We had the best time. Except that I had food poisoning. I believe it was food poisoning or a flu. I'm not sure which one. The morning of that I was supposed to speak. Yeah, that's literally Cole, the person who puts it on, said to me, he goes, there's two things that a speaker can't have or can't do. They can't lose their voice and they can't have the flu. Like they can't have something wrong with their stomach. Those are the only, like if you break your leg, he said, you can still go on stage. Anything else, you can still get up on stage. But those two are like debilitating. So I'm laying in bed in the morning like, you can't be serious. Like I'm literally, my body can't decide if I just need to like, you know, TMI. But it's food poisoning. So I can't decide if I need to sit on the toilet or bend over the toilet or both. Like no fun. Yeah. So this is the morning that I'm speaking and I am like in pure, I'm sweating. I can't even stand. I don't put my, literally, I'm like, I'm never going to make it. Why is this happening right now? I'm not going to share a lot more than this because there were so many things that happened throughout this experience from 8 in the morning when I woke up until 3 in the afternoon when I was supposed to be dressed and heading down to the stage. I swear I like grew 10 years spiritually within that time through all of the messages that I was getting. And let me tell you, sometimes life communicates with you in the most absurd ways. And now there's so many people who are probably listening like, Lori, that's not like a lesson. Like you got sick. Like that can just happen. Like it doesn't have to be turned into like a spiritual lesson or an aha. Okay, well, it doesn't have to, but if it truly rocks your world and you're seeing messages and you're feeling messages about why this is happening, turn it into a message. So this is what I'm talking about. Life is a classroom. Every single thing that happens can be a lesson, a breakthrough lesson, and every single person can be a teacher. So I turn my life into a classroom in every single moment. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go about your day and be like, where's the lesson? Where's the lesson? Oh my God, I'm so spiritual. I'm so elevated. It's literally about taking the moments and really looking and seeing how your whole life can be growth and how you can get so grateful for the small moments and how you can truly laugh at the things that annoy you and the people that drive you freaking crazy, right? So you can either look at your life and be like, that was annoying. That's irritating, got cut off. That person's rude. Oh my God, everybody is so into their own world. They don't even see each other. This is right. Like we can look at life that way because it's very easy. We can walk out our door and get annoyed with people. And we can get annoyed with the way that things are. We can get annoyed with the weather. We can get annoyed with our coffee order not being right. We can choose to look at the world as annoying or painful or struggle. I just did a podcast with Tom Bilyeu yesterday that'll be coming out in a while, which you're going to love it. Your mind will be blown. But he said, struggle is guaranteed and success is not. So you might as well be doing and thinking things that you love. Because no matter what happens, like you're going to go through some struggle, no matter what. And success isn't guaranteed. So if you're going to struggle anyway, because we all are, you might as well choose to reframe and be turning your life into something that you love and doing something that you love. Because you're either going to struggle at a job that sucks, or you're going to be in an obstacle and you're going to view it as something that sucks, or you can be in the obstacle or be at that job and take it as a lesson that you can grow from to hopefully get to the next level. And I believe when you turn your life into a classroom, this is exactly what happens. So instead of looking at an obstacle right now that you have in your life, I believe that the sooner that we accept the obstacle or the person as a teacher, right? The obstacle as a lesson or the person as a teacher, that we get to move through it faster. It's like you graduate. It's like Super Mario Brothers. Remember that? Like if you, like the faster you can get through it, the faster you can go to the next levels. Like, I don't know, maybe bad analogy, but you know what I'm saying. Going to the next level is going to require accepting and getting the lesson faster. Now, it's up to you how long you want to be in the lesson. I talk about this all the time. If you want to sit in it, if you want to resist it, if you want to be upset about it, if you want to talk about it to everyone, if you want to talk about how hard life is, why you got the short end of the stick, and if you want to accept that story as your own, you get to keep it, right? We fight for our limitations. So when you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. That was one of the best quotes I've ever heard. Like, I don't know who said it, but I believe that's what it is. So when you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. So if you're fighting to say, this is my obstacle, this is happening to me, this sucks, I can't believe it, this is terrible, this is why I'm stuck, this is why I don't get to do this, they have it this way, I have it this way, you're fighting to keep it. So if you looked at that and said, oh my God, this is my lesson, this is my teacher, what is the next resource I can find? How can I move through this? How can I forgive faster? How can I let go? How can I make a boundary? How can I cut this person out of my life, even though it's going to suck to have that conversation and I'm going to have to deal with the backlash? There is always a way through, and that's how you get through and see it as a lesson and your teacher. And I'm telling you, struggle is guaranteed, right? Struggle is guaranteed, but success and feeling good is not. So you might as well be struggling in a way that's going to get you through and get you to the next level, because it shows up in our life for a reason. Nobody gets out of this life without it, because it is there for us. It is our teacher. It is our tool. It is our lesson. And the faster we can play this game of life and look at life as a classroom, the faster we get to graduate. So life is, if you can think about it this way, if we can start looking at obstacles and people as our teachers and our lessons, not only do we get to move through faster, but they are the practice. So this is something that you have to get right now. This is going to free you if you really get this. You can go to all the events you want about learning about business, about learning about how to move through the struggle, about learning about all of these different things and tools and spiritual practices and tools that you can use in order to get to this place of bliss and peace. But if you don't start using your life as the playing field, as practice for those tools and understanding the obstacles and the annoying people, rude people, awful people are showing up for you to sharpen the tools that you just learned, then the tools don't work. And all of the things that you've learned don't matter. So I've seen so many people, myself included, that goes to events, that goes to yoga, that goes to these things all about forgiveness and love. And then the second I get out and someone's annoying or rude or someone gossips about me, I'm like, what a horrible person. And I forget that they came for me, because in those events or in those moments, I was like, oh, I want to be such a forgiving person. I want to be the most loving person. I want to come in contact with people and radiate love. I want to remind them of who they are and what's possible for them. Okay, well, if I don't get to practice and sharpen my skills and be able to show up as that person in the face of the obstacle, right, then I'm not actually ever going to get good at being loving or forgiving or getting to go to that next level. That's like a football player, because it's football season. That's like a football player being like, okay, I've learned all the plays. I've done all of these things in practice. I've gotten to practice on all of these different modalities that we use out on the field. And what happens is, if they don't ever actually get in the game, right, in the real game, they never know how good they are, right? They never get to get better. So they start as a rookie, and you throw a, here's the thing about football right now, which is so interesting, because I'm kind of like, my husband watches it. So I'm also, it's so funny. I was like, okay, I'm going to like really look at and analyze this game, because there's so much growth that can actually happen as a human being, being a football player or watching a football game, which was so interesting, because I like to flip it. Like, I'm like, okay, well, you're watching the game. I'm like getting like some growth out of it. I'm doing the weird analyzing that I like to do. And Chris was talking about, like, you can have this amazing rookie who showed so much talent in tryouts, like so incredibly promising. And the thing is that in order for that rookie to be great, they have to be willing to risk everything by putting him in a big game and putting him out on the field. And that rookie has to know, like, there's going to be some giant freaking failures. And the coaches and the whole team knows that too. There's going to be giant freaking failures because, yes, this person shows promise and they're good, but they haven't yet been in the actual game of life. So when they put them in the real game of football, I mean, they lose games, right? They screw up. They've never been under that much pressure. They don't know what to do. They fail over and over, except they learn quick. They learn quick from those failures because they're open to it and they know that those failures are the things that are going to get them to the next level. That pressure and all of those different things that can only happen in the real game of football, right? Just like in the real game of your life, those real things that can only happen, those real things that only your mom can say, that your sister can say, that your best friend can say, that something happens at work where it's so painful. Those are the only places where we actually get to go from being the rookie to being the pro. So look at life as an amazing classroom, and every single person is your teacher or your lesson. And how can you give yourself a little bit more reaction time to just slow down and think about it and send love and know what you're practicing on? Are you practicing being more resourceful, more compassionate, more loving, more forgiving, having more incredible, fierce boundaries, not letting them into your energetic space, letting it be okay that you say no, letting it be okay that you were clear and concise with your language of no, and letting it be okay that you didn't people please, letting it be okay that they're not happy with your boundary, whatever it is, whatever it is. It's a beautiful lesson. That's how you go to the next level. So sending you guys so much love today and always grateful for you. Thank you so much for the shout outs, the stories, the shares. Again, like I can't say it enough. You're the only way the podcast gets out. Like there's no other way it's getting out. So your ratings, your reviews are huge. They're massive for iTunes. So if you guys would go and rate and review the podcast, if you love it, that would actually mean the world. It means the world to a podcaster. So Women Supporting Women movement, I always say this, if there's a woman that you love, go support her mission, go either buy her book or go to her event or rate and review her podcast or ask her what she needs. And that will be returned to you. So, God, we should start something like Wednesday's Supporting Women or something awesome where you go and do something like that for a woman. Wouldn't that rock? Okay, let's talk about that. Let me know how you feel about that. Okay, anyway, love you guys. And I would love for you to be on our journey at becomealigned.com because I would love to spend some time with you and get some face time with all of you. So hopefully I will see you there this week. See your face on some of the live group coaching calls on Zoom coming up. So maybe I will get to see you this week, meet all of you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.